Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. How rejection can help you to heal, grow, and expand yourself. When you're rejected, it can actually throw you into quicksand so that you can't move and you can't breathe, you can't see the wood through the trees or anything else, you know what I mean? And it can actually disconnect your heart, mind, body, and soul completely. So it's like a full shut off, okay? If you've been rejected for a job that you went for, either a promotion or an actual new job you went for and you didn't hear back or anything, or they just said no. Maybe you have been rejected for friendships or relationships or anything else. What I want you to do is think back to a time when you were rejected. How did you feel? In whatever scenario it was, how did you feel? What happened? What did you do then to actually help yourself from the rejection? Some people turn to their vices, so they turn to smoking, drinking, alcohol, sex, shopping, food, anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Gambling, things like that. So what I want you to do is identify when you felt rejected by someone or something and what your go-to default thing was. Okay, some people go in with themselves, they stay in bed all day, they watch movies, they just don't do anything, they binge eat, they do fast food, whatever it is. But when rejection happens, all it is information. It was a no when you wanted a yes, okay? It was acceptance that you wanted, but you were given, you know, you're not good enough, you're rejected, blah, blah, blah. What it does, it gives you a chance to bring you back to the center. It brings you back to yourself, to the inner core of you, and gives you a chance to actually have a look at the information that's been given to you by the person or the situation, and actually gives you a chance to focus on your growth and your healing and to expand yourself even more and improve on what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. Okay, so maybe it was a challenge, maybe it was, you know, diversities that you were facing. Maybe it was, you know, a love relationship that you really wanted, but you've got to step into your self-respect. It will give you a chance to actually pour your focus onto yourself in order to move forward. And then eventually, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing anyway, but it gives you a chance to actually step into the feelings of how do you feel about this? Because there's always something better around the corner. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. Not the way that you necessarily want it to, but the way it's supposed to. And maybe it's a chance for you to focus on your skills that you need to improve, or, you know, focusing on the self-confidence and self-esteem and self-respect that you need to. So you're not meant to be with that person or in that friendship group anymore because they are negative, they are icky, they are toxic, they're not good for your next level that you're going to, whatever it is. And sometimes you don't need closure and sometimes you do. Okay, it's a split coin, shall we say. But when you are rejected for certain things, it actually makes you question yourself. It's an automatic response straight away. What have I done wrong? What have I said? Why am I not good enough and all of this? And you may actually relate and resonate with this, okay, because it's a human response anyway. But it gives you an excuse to shut down, close down, not do anything and kind of take your mind off it by going and eating junk food, going and spending money, going and drinking, doing whatever, because you want to numb out the pain and the feeling of what you're feeling, okay? You want to numb out the pain because you don't want to really, you know, face it head on and go, okay, right, what is this telling me? But that is what you need to do. You need to really, really step into the, you know, rejection questionnaire, shall we say, of okay, why was I rejected? Do I need more skills? What is this information telling me? How can I grow and expand and really heal from this situation? B, because, you know, okay, that situation's not for me. Maybe something further down the line, maybe they never accepted me for the job because further down the line, you know, in 6 months, they might be going under, something like that. And then that caused me more havoc, should we say, you know what I mean? But what you do need to do is take a leap of faith in yourself and really, you know, build up your self-esteem and confidence and keep questioning yourself that there was something wrong with you. Know that, you know, your life is a journey and a path. Not everyone's going to say yeah. Not everyone's going to be your friend. Not everyone is going to accept you. You know, it's like Marmite. You know, some people like Marmite, some people don't. Some people like Indian food, some people like Chinese, some people like R&B, some people like pop or rock or anything, you know. Some people like jam, some people don't. It's all a mixture. It's all a big mixture. And that is what's amazing. We're all unique and different, okay? But what you do need to do is trust yourself. No matter what the rejection was, it's kind of time for you to process all of that. Go into the healing of yourself. Know that it's meant to push you and grow you and expand your feelings, emotions and skills and talents and everything. But you need to keep your heart and mind open. Keep your arms open for any opportunity that will come your way for a new job maybe, or a new person that's entering your life as either as a friend or relationship or anything. And just keep bringing yourself back to the center. How you can do that is through journaling. I've got guided journals on my website, which is RebeccaAdamsBiz.com. You can pray, you can meditate, you can speak to someone, you can use EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, tapping. Okay, there's videos on YouTube. Brad Yates is amazing. And the one thing is that you need to do, you need to use the rejection as a motivating fuel to the fire, ignition force, energy wise, should we say, in order to help you to expand and grow into the person you're becoming. Maybe you didn't take that job or weren't given that job, or maybe, you know, you weren't meant to be in that friendship group anymore or in that relationship anymore because they are not going to push you to, for you to reach your full potential. Or maybe it doesn't serve you. Maybe it's a toxic environment that you actually don't know about. So the job may be ideal for you, but it's the environment that it's in, if you get me. There's loads of things. But in those moments of rejection, we do go into questioning, as I said before. And that is where you really need to ask yourself the correct questions, the right questions, in order to help you to heal and deal with everything in order to grow and expand and then move forward within your life. And I have lots of programs and journals on my website, as I mentioned, RebeccaAdamsBiz.com, in order to help you. Expansion is a wonderful and incredible program and course that you can actually do in your own time. You can do it fast, you can do it slow, but it really, really helps you to get to the core and source of absolutely everything in order to release and let go and super empower you moving forward in your life, in business, in all arenas. It's truly amazing. I'd love to have you in expansion. I'll see you on the next podcast episode.